Joining us on the line on Static this evening from London, it is fantastic to have tracked down Josh from Tinya. How are you doing?
I am well. I just ate a steak.
So you're ready and raring to go. You're full of vitamins.
Yeah, I'm full of optimism.
I feel like I should be asking you, how are you? Especially with the name of this Tinya album, Josh, Positive Mental Health Music. It's an important question, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's like that question, how are you? I find it such a awkward question to answer to people because I always want to be quite genuine. And I feel that like most people are like, hey, how are you? And it's like, yeah, I'm good. How are you doing? Whereas it's like, you're feeling a multitude of things.
No one expects to get a brutally frank answer back when they ask that question.
Yeah, it's like, hi, how are you? It's like, yeah, shit, how are you?
At a time when this year's finally drawing to a close and the UK is back in lockdown again, naming your album Positive Mental Health Music really seems like the most 2020 thing you could have done, but that's just serendipity rather than jumping on a bandwagon, right?
It's just kind of like a strange coincidence that's come about. I'm feeling like that it's hopefully like a tool or a catharsis for people, because I feel like the album deals with difficult thoughts and feelings. And I think that lockdown has brought out tumultuous or like difficult times for people, because a lot of people have to kind of sit with themselves, and we don't get a lot of time to like sit and stop in like Western culture at least. So in a way, it's like you say, in a more poetic way, it's a bit serendipitous. It's strangely apt for the times that we're living in.
And Josh, did you know that the album was going to have an agenda like that when you set out to create this Tinya album? July's single Golden Rope demands in its lyrics, let's talk about mental health. And when so many songs are about love and longing, it feels like more people should be singing about nurturing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think like it's an interesting thing that we live in a society which basically doesn't address the most key thing about existing. For me, it seems, which is like, how are you actually doing really? It's like everybody's getting on and doing stuff, but deep down the real thing, most important thing, is like left ignored.
And so does putting this album out and writing these things down actually fulfill a lot of the needs that you have then? Has it been a great process to have this Tinya album to focus on and write some of these thoughts in song?
I didn't actually set out to write this kind of record. I think I'd kind of given up a little bit on writing songs for a particular audience or for a particular scene that came with my previous band, which is called Batbike. And I think that there then came a personal and then creative freedom, which was a good marriage, which then kind of like facilitated these questions and things that I guess I feel like I reflect on when I'm being true to myself or struggling, you know?
I Feel Fine confesses the only time I feel fine is when I'm writing it down. So does that mean that songwriting is the best tool to combat any dark thoughts for you? Does putting this stuff in song help you?
I think that like writing inspiration will come from somewhere, or something will catch me in the right mood and I'll be writing and something will come through. There's like a catharsis and a personal therapy through writing and discovering something about how you feel when you make a song. And if you're like following the feeling, usually for me, it's kind of like, I'm not really asking a lot of questions about what it is that I'm writing. I'm more just like trying to allow myself to follow a feeling that feels kind of true. And so I think that like by writing about something that's difficult, kind of gives a feeling of a bit of control and ownership over what's happening, because you are turning it into something beautiful by making it into a song.
It must be also great to catch yourself off guard and suddenly look at a song and think, oh, it was nice to articulate things that I might not have been able to any other way.
Yeah, I think that songwriting is quite unique in the way that it's like a marriage of lyricism, poetry and music, and the combination of those things brings out something that's different to like, say, you're talking to, you know, a close friend or a therapist or whatever about something that you're experiencing. And I think that platform is unique unto itself. it's a great thing to be able to utilize and work with, you know, to have songwriting.
Josh, when you do picture of escaping the everyday, I love the fact that you dream big. I Feel Fine has a great repeated chorus of dicks in the sky, vaginas in my mind. We've all thought that at some point, but there's also a lot of fun in this 10-year album as well.
Yeah, yeah. Fun is like definitely a key part of the record. It sums up the kind of nature of the people in the band. There's a celebration of life in the record. I don't think it's very conscious, really. It's kind of like the humor that comes into, I guess, darkness. When you experience it, it's obviously a horrific thing, but when you, you know, as I say in I Feel Fine, when you write it down, you know, and you create something out of it, there can be more life and maybe more of a chance to allow the listener in to take part. If there's a sense of humor about a dark experience for some reason, like that's something that appeals to me as a writer and as a musician. It's maybe easier to joke about death than it is to sit and really like lament in that dark space. If it's something that you think about often, then, you know, I think sometimes bringing a sense of humor to it for some reason kind of gives it more of an access. I feel like people like Daniel Johnston, for example, you know, he's a key advocate for expressing dark subjects and dark emotions, you know, with a sense of humor, but it doesn't detract and it doesn't undermine the subject matter in any way. For me, I feel like if anything, it strengthens it.
And Josh, the song Buddha also brings that whole process full circle as well, because it says, I hope this song does something for someone, and if not, at least I've done a song. So it's also sort of saying, this might help you, but at the very least, we've got a record out of this.
Yeah, yeah, I think there's humor and maybe kind of an admittance of honesty. I mean, maybe in the sense that, like, it's great if a song can reach somebody, but if it didn't, then I was able to experience the process of writing something and it felt good. Yeah. And, you know, now there's a song out there. So it's just like that kind of like ability to kind of be a bit of a witness to your own process and to your own writing and your own music, you know, rather than being like just inside the song itself and the feeling. I think it's like quite nice to kind of like step outside a little bit and just observe yourself in what you're doing. You know, and it's like, oh, good. I like, you know, I had a good moment there. And then with songwriting, you can just be like, you can put that in a song and be like, if I had fun writing this.
And Josh, this 10-year album is a landmark in other ways. It's the first ever full length on Tastemaker London label Speedy Wonderground, which is run by, for people who don't know, this super producer called Dan Carey, who's worked with everyone from Fontaines DC to Black Midi to Bat for Lashes and Block Party. So that must be nice to have your band in such a welcoming family as well.
Yeah, I mean, like working with Dan just came about in a way that was like quite natural. You know, he saw us at a gig, he really liked what we were doing, and, you know, we did our single, and then I think he just kind of like, as a professional relationship and I think as a friendship as well, you know, there was something quite rich that came out of that initial single and process. And I think that feels like a very like real collaboration where personally I feel like very understood. And so there's that element of a respect and also a feeling of encouragement that someone with so many great artists under his belt to turn around and be like, I want this to be the first record that I put out as a label. So as an artist, it's a very encouraging thing.
I love the fact that Dan said what caught my ear was the beauty of their chord changes, which is spoken like a true producer, but it's nice to have someone paying that much attention to you as well.
Yeah, I find that encouraging to think that someone really like feels something as simple as like a chord change. But for me, like a chord change is also kind of like, maybe it's like telling a story. And when you change chord, you change feeling, you change the impact. And so chord changes, I guess, like maybe almost for me is like he or the band are good storytellers, good songwriters. But also it shows that Dan's not really giving much away either with that statement too.
And Josh, any serious subject matter that's inside the 10-year album is also offset by your spirit animal on the cover, which is a jaunty blackbird with a tiny pink cowboy hat. Now, I love the fact that image is everywhere. I mean, is that something you captured in the wild, that look?
I don't know. It was more of an intuition. And it's funny, I think someone was saying that blackbirds, you can hear them singing at night. And I quite like that. Yeah, I think the mascot of the bird, again, a bit like the songwriting, it was just something that kind of came to mind and then just stuck. You know, it's this element of like nature, but then also like complete ridiculousness and humor, which I feel like is in the record. You know, this beautiful bird wearing like a ridiculous Hindu hat. maybe the juxtaposition of like kind of playful, silly humor and like seriousness helps the material, you know, resonate a bit more with the listener, you know.
At least your band's merch game can be strong as well. You're going to sell a lot of pink cowboy hats on the road when you get back out there next year.
I think that if we did that, that would be our like finale tour. Like if everyone was wearing a pink hat, that would just be the end of the band, I think. That would be like our last tour. Get the mascot in. Like, we'll just, you know, if we get massive and famous, we could just like hire some like performing blackbird to do it.
Well, until that day, at least we've got this first 10-year album to see us through the rest of this year and beyond. Josh, it was great to talk to you on Static this evening.
Thank you very much.
We might have a listen to New Boy off the album right now.
Great.
This is 10-year now on Static. Look after yourself, Josh.
Thank you. My body.